在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群90127292。今天呢，我们要上的是托福听力课，我们请来的专家老师是来自 UEI 学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody, and we're going to learn something about bats and also infrasound, ultrasound.大家听着一个词。
You mean the bats flying in the sky at night?
Yes, that's right.
哦，是那个蝙蝠啊。
对，大家都知道这个蝙蝠它到底是瞎眼睛还是能看见的。通常情况下，这个蝙蝠判断它的障碍物啊，它都怎么判断呢？它就靠什么东西啊
？Ultrasound.
Ultrasound. 啊，超声波。然后呢，还有一种呢，就跟超声波相反的呢，是次声波，英文叫 infrasound.
Infrasound.
对，一会儿大家会听到这个词。好，我们除了这两个词之后呢，还有一些讲到生物里边会用到的东西啊。一个呢就是 echolocation 啊 ，echo 是什么东西呢？比如说在天坛就有 echo wall， echo
就是一句话说出去听到好几个回音，
对，
就叫做 echo。
比如说 QQ 群云就是那样的哈，比如我、这就是那 echo， 没加特效，好，这我这是口技。echolocation 呢就是靠这个回声来定位的哈，这是一个。所以他说这个挺简单的，他说这个简单很好理解，英文叫 self-explanatory。explain 是解释， self-explanatory 就是自己就解释了，顾名思义的意思。好，然后接下来呢，他就会用到另外一个词，就是predator。predator 凡是讲到这个动物，大家都会有这个 predator。predator 是天敌的意思，
嗯，
而跟它相反，成为天敌的猎物呢，英文叫 prey。
prey。
好，这是一会儿大家在听力中会听到了。那说这个是瞎子，他们看不看得见呢？除了用 blind， 还可以用一个词叫 vision is too weak to count on。那他的这个视力呢是太弱，以至于不能够去依赖。那那个 ultrasonic 就是超声的啊、，sonic 就是声音的那个词。ultrasonic pulses 那个 pulse 是什么东西啊？脉冲，那个脉搏，
哎，
啊 ，pulse 就是那个脉搏啊。比如说你一摁那个脉，一秒钟它自己跳在手腕子上或者是在脖子上，那个都叫 pulse。ultrasonic pulses 就是一种脉冲电波。然后他说这个蝙蝠呢 ，emits these ultrasonic pulses。emit 是
发出，
对，
发出这一种超声波的这种脉冲。
嗯哼。然后呢，他就说呢，这个蝙蝠紧接着它其实是靠这个分析返回来的这个啊情况 echoes 来去判断。好，然后呢，他还会用到一个词叫 bounce back， bounce 就是弹回来，对吧？它那个声波出去了，遇到障碍物呢，啪，它又给弹回来了。
嗯。
然后那他说那怎么去区分呢？比如说你这个蝙蝠碰到了一个松树的这个叶子呢，它就不是那个片儿的，它是什么样的呀？是针状的，对不对？
对，
叫 needles 啊。那这些一大堆的 needles 返回来一堆 needles， 那这个蝙蝠分析起来费不费劲呢？一会儿呢，大家会听到看这个蝙蝠怎样去区分这个树这种障碍物。
嗯，可能返回来的音质和音色也不一样，反正我们是听不见。
我们是听不见。
它那个超声波只有蝙蝠能听见。
好，下面我们就来听一下这个第一部分。
嗯。
Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class.
So that's how elephants use infrasound. Now let's talk about the other end of the acoustical spectrum.Sound that's too high for humans to hear, ultrasound. Ultrasound is used by many animals that detect, and some of them send out, very high frequency sounds. So, what's a good example? Yes, Carol?
Well, bats. Since they're all blind, bats have to use sound for, to keep from flying into things.
That's echolocation.Echolocation is pretty self-explanatory, using echoes, reflected sound waves, to locate things. As Carol said, bats use it for navigation and orientation. And what else? Mike?
Well, finding food is always important. And, I guess, not becoming food for other animals.
Right, on both counts. Avoiding other predators and locating prey, typically insects that fly around at night. Now, before I go on, let me just respond to something Carol was saying, this idea that bats are blind. Actually, there are some species of bats, the ones that don't use echolocation, that do rely on their vision for navigation. But it is true that for many bats, their vision is too weak to count on. Okay, so quick summary of how echolocation works. The bat emits these ultrasonic pulses, very high-pitched sound waves that we can't hear. And then they analyze the echoes, how the waves bounce back. Here, let me finish this diagram I started before class. So the bat sends out these pulses, very focused bursts of sound, and echoes bounce back. You know, I don't think I need to draw on the echoes. Your reading assignment for the next class, it has a diagram that shows this very clearly. So anyway, as I was saying, by analyzing these echoes, the bat can determine, say, if there's a wall in a cave that it needs to avoid and how far away it is. Another thing it uses ultrasound to detect is the size and shape of objects. For example, one echo they'd quickly identify is the one they associate with a moth, which is common prey for a bat, particularly a moth beating its wings.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好的，第一部分的讲座有关于这个蝙蝠啊超声波的，我们就听完了。接下来我们把这个讲座的上半部分详细的给大家解释一下。
好，那我们来念一念，我来负责念，好吧 ？Larry， 你来看看哪些有值得解释的这个地方的。So that's how elephant use infrasound. Now let's talk about the other end of the acoustical spectrum, sound that is too high for humans to hear, ultrasound.
啊，原来这堂课他之前说的是这个大象是怎么用次声波的，叫 infrasound。然后呢，马上又说啊，接下来我们要说这个超声波了。这个超声波啊，是我们人类所听不见的一种声音。
而且它是在这个整个声波波谱里边的另一端，次声波呢，如果是在最低端那，在高的一端就是超声波。Acoustical 呢，就是声学的意思。
嗯
嗯，大家知道古代人其实很擅长利用这个回音啊、反射呀、制造一些特效，在建筑上啊都有这个，像天坛的回音壁，这算是一个。还有埃及呢，有一些个地下的就是坟墓，它都是通过这个回声，使得你去到这个地下，如果你一说话，一个人说话呢，感觉就是有一堆人嗡嗡嗡在那儿说。这个托福的听力讲座里边也有讲过，等到以后我们有机会听到那一段时候呢，大家也可以领略一下这个 acoustic system。好，接下来 ultrasound is used by many animals that detect and some of them send out very high frequency sounds. So what's a good example?
原来虽然人类听不到超声波，但其实在大自然中有很多很多动物都是用超声波的，能够听到而且能够运用这个超声波。有哪些例子呢？
嗯，他就问这个 Carol 啊，那 high frequency sounds 就是高频率的声音、啊。Carol 这个同学说 ，Well, bats, since they are all blind, bats have to use sound for, you know, to keep from flying in the things.
一下就想到了这个蝙蝠。蝙蝠啊，首先它是个瞎子，它看不见，视力特别差。但是呢，它又要飞啊，它要穿梭在森林里面啊，怎么办呢？它就会用到这个 ultrasound 超声波。
嗯哼，好，然后呢 ，that is echolocation. Echolocation is pretty self-explanatory. Using echoes reflected sound waves to locate things.As Carol said, bat used for navigation and orientation. And what else, Mike?
啊，这里好，这里提到了一个 echolocation， 很好理解。Echo 就是回声，而 location 就是定位的意思。那么 echolocation 就是用这个回声啊去定位。
然后他又问这个 Mike， 你还有什么其他的例子吗？这个 Mike 说 ，Well, finding food is always important, and I guess not becoming food for other animals.
意思就是啊，除了定位之外呢，这个超声波的运用啊，还是为了他们能够寻找食物， 并且呢防止自己变成别人的食物。
对，也就是别让这个天敌给吃了。 Right on both counts. Avoiding other predators and locating prey, typically insects that fly around at night.
说的没错，就是为了避免这个天敌，而且呢能够定位他们的食物，比如天空中飞的那些昆虫。
对，所以就是两方面都有，叫 on both counts. Before I go on, let me just respond to something Carol was saying. This idea that bats are blind. Actually, there are some species of bats, the ones that don't use echolocation, that do rely on their vision for navigation.
哦，原来这个蝙蝠也不是所有的都是瞎的，还有一些它视力还行，它们就是用视力来锁定这个食物，来定位的。
But it's true that for many bats, their vision is too weak to count on. Okay, so quick summary of how echolocation works. The bat emits these ultrasonic pulses, very high-pitched sound waves that we can't hear, and then they analyze the echoes, how the wave bounces back. Here, let me finish this diagram I started before the class.
这个教授啊，就进一步解释了。怎么运用这个超声波呢？原来是这个 bats 蝙蝠先把这个超声波给发射出去，发射到这个物体上以后呢，会返回反弹到这个蝙蝠的耳朵里面去。这个蝙蝠听到了这种反馈以后呢，就知道前方是不是有东西，是不是有障碍物。
对，紧接着老师就说呢，他上课之前呢开始画了一个示意图，他现在要给他画完了。好，然后老师说 So the bat sends out these pulses, very focused bursts of sound, and echoes bounce back. 好，所以他就继续还是说这件事儿，对吧？这蝙蝠把这些脉冲发出去之后啊，定位就是非常聚焦很准，然后就弹回来。 You know, I don't think I need to draw on the echoes. Your reading assignment for the next class, it has a diagram. 好，他说我还需要把这个画这个示意图给画完了吗？好，然后他说呢，你这个图我就不给你画了，反正你们下一次课呢有一个作业叫 reading assignment 啊，阅读作业 for the next class, it has a diagram that shows this very clearly. 所以说呢，那个阅读作业中呢就有一个示意图，很清晰的能反映这些。 So anyway, as I was saying, by analyzing these echoes, the bat can determine, say, if there's a wall in a cave that it needs to avoid and how far away it is.
所以呢，当蝙蝠在飞行的时候，如果前方的洞穴里面有一堵墙，它们就可以通过这个超声波啊知道，就可以避免撞上这一堵墙。
对，同时他还能判断呢，大概这个距离是在多远的地方有这么一堵墙，所以他还，这说明他的分析系统还是相当的发达，是吧？这个动物也是一个很精密的这个仪器。好，再来呢，就是 another thing it uses ultrasound to detect is the size and the shape of objects.
所以呢，他所听即所看，他能够通过听力去看到这些东西。
对，也就是他脑子里头有这么一个体系，把听到的声波呢转换成一个视觉的信息，然后就去判断出来了哈。咱这样想，但是人家蝙蝠未必真的就是看见一个东西，而是他就是通过这个分析出来这些障碍物情况。For example, one echo they'd quickly identify is one they associate with a moth.Which is common prey for a bat, particularly a moth beating its wings.
好，暂停一下，我听到一个生词很难，叫做 moth。
moth
这个 moth 到底是什么意思？
就是飞蛾。
哦，飞蛾。
啊，他说这个东西其实就是蝙蝠比较常吃的这么一个动物，所以他在碰到飞蛾的时候呢，他就能够很快的通过反弹的这个波。叛变出来，尤其是那种正在振翅而飞的飞蛾，叫 moth beating its wings。
正在拍打翅膀的飞蛾，它就能够通过这个超声波的反弹，知道那个飞蛾在哪儿，离它多远，到底是怎么飞的，长多大都知道。
没错，形状以及大小。
嗯，
好，这个就是第一部分。下面我们来看一下第二部分。
第二部分开头也会说这个飞蛾，我们先来听一下。
好的。
However, moths happen to have a major advantage over most other insects. They can detect ultrasound. This means that when a bat approaches, the moth can detect the bat's presence. so it has time to escape to safety. Or else they can just remain motionless, since when they stop beating their wings, they'd be much harder for the bat to distinguish from, a leaf or some other object. Now, we've tended to underestimate just how sophisticated the abilities of animals that use ultrasound are. In fact, we kind of assumed that they were filtering a lot out, the way a sophisticated radar system can ignore echoes from stationary objects on the ground. Radar does this to remove ground clutter, information about hills or buildings that it doesn't need. But bats, we thought they were filtering out this kind of information because they simply couldn't analyze it. But it looks as if we were wrong. Recently, there was this experiment with trees and a specific species of bats, a bat called the lesser spear-nosed bat. Now, a tree should be a huge acoustical challenge for a bat, right? I mean, it's got all kinds of surfaces with different shapes and angles. So, well, the echoes from a tree are going to be a mass of chaotic acoustic reflections, right? Not like the echo from a moth. So we thought for a long time that bats stopped their evaluation at simply, that's a tree. Yet it turns out that bats, or at least this particular species, can not only tell that it's a tree, but can also distinguish between, say, a pine tree and a deciduous tree, like a maple or an oak tree, just by their leaves. And when I say leaves, I mean pine needles, too.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，讲完了之后，他说这个飞蛾可以怎样呢？我们还是继续，我来负责念，你来负责给大家讲，好吧？
好嘞。
However, moths happen to have a major advantage over most other insects.
说这个 moths 飞蛾跟别的昆虫相比有一个优势，主要的优势。
对 ，they can detect.Ultrasound. This means that when a bat approaches, the moth can detect the bat's presence.
飞蛾它知道自己的天敌是蝙蝠，于是呢自己也发展出了一套系统，能够探测出周围是不是有超声波。如果一个蝙蝠发出超声波向它靠近，那么这个飞蛾是能够知道这个蝙蝠的存在的。
没错，真是一物降一物，是不是、okay. So it has time to escape to safety, or else they can just remain motionless.
在这个超声波回到蝙蝠的耳朵之前，它是有时间逃跑的，而且呢，它还有一招，就是装死。
对，它就不动换了。本来它不是这个翅膀动动动的，对不对？
嗯、
这个蝙蝠就能识别，它现在它不动了、哎、啊，保持静止了。
Remain motionless, 没有动作。
对 ，motionless。
啊。Remain motionless. 这个 motion 就是动作。
对。
Motionless 呢就是没有动作。
嗯哼。
So the moths will remain motionless if they know the presence of the bats.
嗯。Since when they stop beating their wings, it'd be much hard for the bat to distinguish from a leaf or some other object.
啊，所以呢，当这个飞蛾一旦停止拍动翅膀以后呢。蝙蝠毕竟是瞎子，他是不知道了。那蝙蝠呢，就很难区别这个蝙蝠呢，就不知道这个不扇翅膀的飞蛾到底是飞蛾还是其他的叶子啊，还是其他的东西。
对了 ，Now we've tended to underestimate just how sophisticated the abilities of animals that use ultrasound are.In fact, we kind of assume that they were filtering a lot out, the way a sophisticated radar system can ignore echoes from the stationary object on the ground.
啊，所以呢，刚才我们经过这么一说以后呢，大家就了解了这个超声波。但是其实啊，我们还是低估了动物，大自然的动物是如何去运用这个复杂的超声波的。事实上呢。我们人类已经在学习这个超声波了，比如我们有这个雷达系统，非常复杂的雷达系统。
而且呢，就是其实雷达它也不是什么东西 都去探，有一些静止的东西啊，你像建筑物啊什么，它就不去探测了，对吧？像这个 stationary object 就是静止的物体啊，比如说一个大楼，这个雷达就没必要探测了，它只是探测这个移动的东西。所以呢，他说人类呢就是 kind of assume 啊，只是在那儿假设 they were filtering out a lot。Filtering a lot out 就是把好多的东西都过滤出去了，这些静止的我们在这个搜集反射的波的时候就不去考虑了。好，接下来他说 Radar does this to remove ground clutter, information about the hills or buildings that it doesn't need。
所以呢这个雷达系统啊就可以非常智能的去判断，哎，哪一些是他要发现的，哪一些是那些什么地上的东西啊，是建筑物啊，这些无关紧要的东西他就可以忽略不计。
对，
哎。
But bats, we thought they were filtering out this kind of information because they simply couldn't analyze it. 所以说这个蝙蝠呢，他之所以把这些东西过滤出去呢，我们人类认为呢，他没有这个能力去分析。But it looks as if we were wrong.
其实我们是错了，我们想错了。
Recently, there was this experiment with trees and a specific species of bat, a bat called the lesser spear-nosed bat.
最近呢，就有科学家做了个实验，把这个树和这个蝙蝠放在一块儿做了一个实验。
哎，就是某一种蝙蝠啊，这种蝙蝠叫 lesser spear-nosed bat， 这还挺好玩的，就是它这个鼻子没有那么尖的那个一种蝙蝠。Now a tree should be a huge acoustical challenge for a bat, right? I mean, it's got all kinds of surfaces with different shapes and angles. So, well, the echoes from a tree are going to be a massive chaotic acoustic reflection.Right, not like the echo from a mouth. 所以呢，它这个实验里边就说明这个树怎样啊？它是一个 acoustical challenge， 是一个声学的挑战，就是你这个蝙蝠呢判断不了，因为什么呢 ？It's got all kinds of surfaces with different shapes and angles. 那是树的什么东西啊？它的这个表面，
它树皮很坑坑洼洼，而且它的树叶也不规则。
哎，没错，所以呢，对于这个蝙蝠来说呢，这个整个就是太复杂了。So well, the echoes from a tree are going to be a massive chaotic acoustic reflection.
所以呢，当蝙蝠发射出这个超声波，弹射到这个树的表面的时候呢，返回的这个回声是非常的复杂的。
对，可以用几个，第一个是 massive。
非常大量的信息，就是
信息，而且呢它是 chaotic， 就是杂乱无章的。
哦，
明白吧，它不是有什么规律的啊，所以呢它是这个完全就跟一个飞蛾返回出来的那个波是不一样的。 So we thought for a long time that bats stop their evaluation as simply that's a tree. 所以人类呢就是很长时间以来都认为这个蝙蝠好，在这一个阶段呢就不再去评估了，只是把它整体想象一个树就完了，不再去具体的说这哪个是树枝，哪个是树叶什么的，哪个是树上那个小果子，这些具体的它就不分析了，这是人类这么想的。 Yet it turns out that that's or at least this particular species can not only tell that's a tree but can also distinguish between say a pine tree and a deciduous treelike a maple or an oak tree.
实验的结果证明啊，这种蝙蝠它得到反馈，得到这个回声的反馈以后，不光能够判断出它只是一棵树，而且呢还能够判断出它是什么树，它到底是一棵松树呢，还是一棵每年都会落叶的树，比如这个枫树啊，或者是橡树啊等等。
对了，这个就是我们今天听的这一段关于超声波呀、次声波呀、蝙蝠判断物品、判断障碍物的一些课上的知识。好，那希望大家在课下呢通过 QQ 群继续交流学习经验、下载学习资料。
QQ 群号码是90127292，欢迎您的加入，我们下期节目再见。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
True, it's better than I ever even knew.